Okay, it's a big schuss to be here at the Siyum HaShas of my dear Talmud, Rafael Rothberg of Shlita. And I'm very honored to be here in the house for the first time. Ricky and Becky see the beautiful house and the beautiful children. So that's, you know, such a beautiful bracha and such a beautiful thing to see. And so many things we could say. So let's start like this. You know, Ricky is the paradigm Balkori. So we know that the most common pasuk in all of Chumash is Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Right? That's the, probably if you do a search in the computer, that would probably be the number one pasuk. And there's a big question in the Rishonim and Mefarshim: what exactly does that pasuk mean? Some say it means Leimor Leimor Lacherim. Right? Shechter likes to call it based on the Gemara Yuma. Some say that means, like the Ramban, Slashim the quotes, it means Aspaklari Hami'ira, that's a clear vision, it's a clear nevuah. But the Vilna Gaon says another pshat. I mean, Pilchas Friedman quotes it based on the Rabbeinu Bachya and Taka in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Bo. It says an unbelievable thing. He says, you know, what does it mean, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor? So Dibor, we know, is Lashon Kasha. Amira is Lashon Raka. So he says, Dibor is Torah Shebichsav. Why? Because Torah Shebichsav is very rigid. You can't add a letter. You can't subtract a letter. It's very rigid, exactly what it is. Mostly if you're not Megareya. But Tosha Balpeh, the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Shekhar points out, it's Pora Varova. You learn, you say nor svaras, nor explanations. It's very pliable. So Vidabra Hashem or Moshe Leimor means that when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem gave him the Dibur, the Torah Shebichsav, And he also gave him the Amira, the Torah Shebal Peh. And those are the two aspects. And that's how the Vilna Gaon touches up the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. What does David HaMelech say? He says, Sorim Rafuni Chinam. But it's David HaMelech, the people that were pursuing him. They were questioning his ability to come, just come to Kal Hashem, to marry into the Jewish religion. He comes from Rus, from Moavi. So Moavi, lo yovo amon Moav, be Kal Hashem, can't come. So people were timing, it's not right. So David HaMelech says, Sarim Rudafuni Chinam, these people were rodef me. Umidvarcha pachad libi. And from what dvarcha means? From the Torah Shebal Peh, I was very afraid that they're right. Right? Because it says, Lo yovo omon umov, b'kal Hashem. But what? Sas anochi Alimrasecha kamotze lolarov shalarov. But what was what vindicated me? Alimrasecha, the Torah she balpeh. Because in the Torah she balpeh we darshan mavi velo maavis, amoni velo amonis. So therefore, doesn't apply to me, where it was only from the mother's side, and therefore I'm safe. Now, that's how the Vilna Gaon touched up the pasuk based on this idea. So I want to say, Ricky has has lain the Torah so many times, who could even count? And that's the Dibur. And now that he finishes Shas, that's the Amira, that's the Torah. So that's the completion of the Pasuk of Edaber Hashem al Moshe Leimur. And that's the beautiful Simcha that we're having here tonight. And then I want to say another thing. I remember many years ago I was at a bar mitzvah. It was Rav Gifter's grandson. It was his bar mitzvah. And it was Parshas Bo. And Rav Gifter was very excited about the Targum Yonason ben Uziel on the Pasuk Laman Tesaper Be'ozne Bincho Ven Bincho. There was one word that he was very animated about, and that was the word Laman Tesaper. So Tesaper means like tell a story, Laman Tesaper. But the Targum Yonason ben Uziel says what? Tisne. Teach. And, you know, knowing Rabbi Yosef Rothberger Zatzal, and echoing what Rav Eli said at the Levaya, you know, his whole mahus was teaching. Because when he would learn something, the first thing, the way Eli was saying, the first thing that would come to his mind is, so how should you teach this? How would you say it over to someone else? Tisni. And that's what we're here tonight. This is the teaching of his teaching. Whatever you want to say. But this is that next generation is here as well. And that was the mahus of seeing in his memory, you know, so that was the mahus of who he was always. So people, you know, the teaching was not a profession, it was the whole mahus of who he was, as Ricky and Ravelli said over. So it's a tremendous apropos for this siyum, it's the Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimur, but it's also Laman Tisaper Be'ozne Bincha Uvem Bincha. And we give a lot of bracha to Ricky and Becky's, their parents, Mrs. Rothberg, and their in-laws. And it's a tremendous time to be here. And had a very busy day today, but I said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me siyata d'shmaya, then I'll find the ride, then I'll be here. And hence, Eric Krieger, we have a lot of hashkacha stories together. Of getting rides, so I appreciate him always being there if he's able to help me out. And this is something because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew how I really wanted to be here. So if you really want to be here, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you're here. If you don't want to be able to be here, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't necessarily make sure you're here. So Baruch Hashem, we're here. This beautiful occasion. And you should just continue together with Eishes Chayil, with Becky, for many years to come in this new house. Should be a lot of mazel and bracha and good health for everyone in the family. And Be'ez Hashem, we should share many simchas with each other for many years to come. And should only be simcha, benachas, and should be continue, as you said in the Siyam, l'lmod Maseches Acherim u'saimam, with good health for many years to come. Abiyas Mishiach Tzidcha. Shukkenu. Amen.